You're listening to Write Winning Proposals, where you learn strategies to write clear, concise, and compelling proposals that persuade your clients and win more business. Here's your host, Michelle Terrio.
Welcome to another episode of the podcast, Write Winning Proposals. This time, I'll discuss some of the quotes from Part 8 of my book, which are directly from buyers and provide you with great guidance for your next proposal. We'll focus on the first group of quotes under the heading, Differentiate Yourself. This is one of the most important things to get right. RFPs exist so clients can decide between various bidders and make a final selection. If you haven't given the client what they need to differentiate you from the others, you haven't written a winning proposal. So here are some quotes and my take on them. Quote, many of the good responses were from firms that quoted what was requested, but also highlighted additional benefits that differentiated them. The responses also provided alternatives, which were sometimes a better alternative for our needs. End quote. In this case, a buyer clearly wanted alternatives. Since the client is coming to you for a solution through the RFP process, take the opportunity to give them alternatives or options if you think they're in the best interest. Even if they don't accept them, they can provide some goodwill and demonstrate that you're a solution provider, not just a contractor. So here's the next one. Quote, the bidder's worst crime is failing to answer the key question and instead regurgitating their key selling point. End quote. This buyer is lamenting the fluff and sales propaganda that many companies write into their proposals. Having reviewed many bids myself for clients, I know this isn't how you win bids. Check out previous podcasts about fluff and answering the damn question for more info. So here's the next one. Quote, many features are discussed and identified by bidders, but there's usually no corresponding clearly identified benefit. End quote. This is a common problem. Proposal writers sometimes have a hard time differentiating between a feature and a benefit. I reviewed an RFP recently that failed to win business for a supplier, and this was one of their problems. They didn't link their features to the benefits that mattered to the client. It's a fundamental sales technique, but many proposal writers don't see themselves in a sales role, to their detriment. They need to learn the basic sales techniques to write better proposals. The next quote, there's no consistent theme of why us, lots of features and claims, but there isn't anything that demonstrates their value. End quote. This is a very similar to the last quote, but I wanted to focus on the question, why us? By asking yourself this question while you write your proposal, it'll help you think of ways to differentiate yourself. So the next one is, quote, what's impressive is a good format, solid answers, and something a little out of the ordinary, such as insight into the industry that we haven't seen from other bidders. In other words, provide us more than is expected. End quote. The two key elements here are insight and more than expected. So many proposals I see make the claim that the bidder or the process and technology are best in class, or they're the leaders in the industry or their field, but they don't provide any insight or proof that demonstrates this claim. To give more than expected, it's as simple as trying to understand why the question is asked and think about what else that wasn't asked that you can answer and provide to pleasantly surprise a client. So here's the last one. Quote, we like bidders to be responsive to the questions and do a little research on us and then impress us with their insight. End quote. This one is similar to the last one, but the difference is the request for you to do some research. It's easy to do online, so if you skip that step, you aren't learning what you need to know to differentiate yourself. Research the company, their competition, the individuals involved in the procurement process, and the individuals who will be managing the service afterwards and are likely on the evaluation team. It's not always that hard to find out who these people are, and then you can do a Google search. By including details and insight from what you learn, it'll resonate with the evaluators and, as a quote says, impress them with insight. So that's it for now. This is just some of the advice in my book that's directly from people who may be evaluating your bids. I'll cover more of them in a future podcast, but in the meantime, you can get the book to read all the quotes and get advice and strategies to help you give the evaluators what they want. If you have a question you'd like me to answer, feel free to send me an email or leave a comment on this or any other episode by going to www.howtowinmorebusiness.com. You can find our contact info on the website. I'd love to hear from you. And just a reminder, Win More Business, Write Better Proposals is now available online from Amazon in many countries or directly on my website. To make a bulk order for your marketing staff, your trade association, or for a conference, contact me directly and don't forget to ask me about my seminars and workshops. Thanks for listening.
You've just learned one more strategy from the book, Win More Business, Write Better Proposals by Michelle Terrio. Visit www.howtowinmorebusiness.com and join us again for more strategies to help you win more business.